This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Eight o'clock hour on a football Friday. Happy Friday. Congrats, you made it to Friday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, Brendan Shabath on the updates. We are going to get into the Lions a little bit here. I think the expectation is they'll bounce back and beat the Giants. Is it as simple as that, just win the game, or do you need to see more? We also have people who are all fired up about turkey and Thanksgiving. Go figure. Let's get to Ron and Flint. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I just, my brother-in-law about 5 years ago bought a deep fryer, and so we've been deep frying the turkey. And, yeah, I'm not a big fan of turkey, but, yeah, you have to have it on Thanksgiving. The white meat is what kills me when you cook it normally in the oven. It's always so dry. But when you deep fry it, oh, my goodness, the skin comes out crispy, and there is not a piece of meat in that turkey that's not so juicy. It's making my mouth water right now.
Do you put anything underneath the skin? Do you stuff it with a little bit of butter, maybe some herbs and spices?
Yeah, he's got this injection unit. It's like a big needle where he injects his secret recipe into all of it, and it's got garlic and herbs and spices and stuff like that. But I mean, like I said, it's delicious and it's juicy. The whole thing is juicy.
Yep. And then
it only takes 45 minutes to cook it too. You're not cooking it for 3, 4, 5 hours.
How many beers does it take you?
I don't drink.
Okay. Normally it's a 2 or 3 beer experience.
No, thanks, but back in the day, it's good fellowship, and we get to watch the pregame for the Lions and all that and get ready, and, it's a good family experience. So
it is.
Just want to share that with you guys.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron. A few more texts. Got bored with turkey on Thanksgiving, so we do ham now. I'm a turkey hunter. We have turkey twice a year.
Oh, there you go.
John, you got to do smoked mac and cheese with bacon. It's unbelievable. Mitch and Lyndon.
Ooh. I have smoked mac and cheese before.
Be good. Yeah,
but not on Thanksgiving.
Not on Thanksgiving. No. The smoker, we're not smoking one this year. I'm down a smoker. Hopefully it'll return by next year. But the smoked turkey is wonderful.
John, you lost the entire black audience. Fancy mac, as Heather put it, is a staple on Thanksgiving. Families have fallen out over someone messing up the mac and cheese. Phil in Detroit.
Okay. Well, Phil.
I love the fancy mac.
Yeah.
I'm black from Detroit and love green bean casserole. Also fried turkey over ham. Another vote, mac and cheese is a huge staple in the black community. Gravy with a touch of ketchup makes mac and cheese amazing. It's from Roy.
I love the touch of ketchup.
Okay. You're always going to...
Mainly my Thanksgiving Day plate is food I can put ketchup on.
Guys, I have to eat
What is on your Thanksgiving plate without turkey?
Yeah. Mac and cheese. I will do a cheesy potato. I will do... mashed potato and a salad. That's pretty much it. Then pumpkin pie, apple pie, whatever kind of pies you've got.
Yeah. As long as it's not the apple pie made by whoever that.
That's true.
Dear John letter was yesterday.
Yeah, it's pretty much carbs, bread.
So do you not do the gravy because it's turkey product or it's a quote-unquote meat product?
No.
Just don't like gravy?
I just kind of have always never really been into gravy. Use ketchup instead? I don't know.
Yeah. Can't you put ketchup on your mashed potatoes?
Oh, yeah. I won't put it on the mashed potatoes, but I will have a dollop of ketchup next to my mashed potatoes.
Oh, no.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's a texture thing. I wouldn't do that. I can't take food advice from people who'd put ketchup on mashed potatoes.
I know. Thank you. Yes. Take my advice by any means.
Guys, did we gloss over John saying he uses cranberry sauce with ice cream?
We did.
We did gloss over. You've brought it up in the past.
It's a strange combo.
It's strange. I'm not telling you it's bad. I've never tried it.
Well, yeah, people put like strawberry syrup on their ice cream.
But it's more tart, or it's not as like sweet. It's not something you would think you'd put on ice cream. But you've mentioned it before, don't you? Sure. Do like jelly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Raspberry jam.
That's why I wasn't like stunned when he said it. I'm sure if you're listening going, wait, well, hold on. Rewind. Go back. What did he say?
Especially if you get it right out of the pot and it's warm and then you put it on top of there and it's the ice. Oh, man.
Guys, I have to eat by 6 or I get tired. Signed, Tarek Skubal. And this one says, don't overcook the stuffing. I like it soft. Signed, Dylan and Royal Oak. Boy, everybody's come out to play today. Hey, before we get more of these in the mix, because we could do food the whole show. When you compose yourself, we also want to work in the Lions a little bit here, John. Uh-huh. Is it enough to just win or do you need to see more?
Oh, against the Giants. So I'm going to be difficult and say both. The whole goal is just to, you get 17 opportunities, just win the damn game. But I do need to see a little bit more. And you're going to say, okay, well, what are you going to be able to see against a 2-win team without a head coach?
Yeah, 2-9 football team.
This is a good defensive front with a couple of quality players. And when I look at this team, I'm looking at it going, all right, what is it that, you know, what can we see? And can we see an interior of the offensive line that performs well against Dexter Lawrence and the style of defense that they play as well? It's more of an odd front, which creates some communication issues. So I need to see that offensive line really start to gel together, but it's the ability for those interior three, whoever it's going to be, to have a solid performance against a good player.
Win the game, and I need to see this team come out of this game healthy because it's a short turnaround with a much bigger game Thanksgiving Day against the Green Bay Packers. Style points this week, I'm not overly concerned about it, especially if they are going to shift to being more of a defensive-first football team. I think they should run the ball on the Giants, who are giving up 5.5 yards a carry. Lean on the ground game. Lean on your defense. That's a rookie quarterback coming on the road, playing at Ford Field on Sunday. If they win it 20-10, well, they didn't cover the spread. I'm okay. Be healthy, roll into Thanksgiving, and be in the best position to beat the Green Bay Packers. My biggest thing is win and be healthy. Everything else is secondary.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of the conversation coming out of this game, we can predict it right now. What are we going to be talking about on Monday? And it's probably going to be very similar to the conversations we were having after the Washington game, right?
Yeah,
the offense looks good. Dan Campbell's over there with his spectacles on, and he's in a great rhythm as a play caller. They're running the ball, setting up the play action pass. And it may just come down to 20 to 25 plays that I really care about. And that is, hey, the times that Jared Goff is in a drop back passing mode. Yeah.
And if he does, it's going to be a yeah, but Monday. Yeah, but it was a 2-win football team. I want to see what it looks like against Green Bay. So from that standpoint, just get in there healthy and ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Craig in Chesterfield, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
So I got so sick of turkey, I do a brisket on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Ooh. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I'm off the day before. I work for a school district, so we're closed on Wednesday. So I fire everything up and cook it all day Wednesday into Thursday, and then good to go by game time.
What type of rub do you use on your brisket?
I make my own. I think his name is Derek Wolf. I think his name is a guy that I found that makes cowboy butter spice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
so I like that with some salt, pepper, garlic, and then I don't like smoking meat. I had a bad experience as a kid, so I just throw it in the oven low and slow.
Okay, and you do that on Wednesday. How do you reheat it so that it doesn't get dry or overcooked on when you're actually ready to serve dinner?
Perfect timing. You started the day before, and it's on the table by kickoff.
Ooh. Sounds wonderful.
Doesn't have to be turkey.
No, I mean a brisket is one I could accept as long as it was next to the turkey.
Let the tradition serve you.
Yeah, again, there will be turkey at our Thanksgiving, and there has been every single year of my life. I just don't I don't find it to be the best food on the plate, on the table. And if we're going proteins, I think you can do better.
It works so well with mashed potatoes and stuffing. And it's kind of the perfect transport. Like kids use French fries to transport ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Or Heather.
Yes, or yeah. Well, yes. They don't transport Heather. They transport the
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it's the ability to have that perfect slice of turkey and then the perfect amount of gravy, mashed potatoes, and stuffing all in one bite. It kind of is the perfect pairing.
At least one person is intrigued and agrees with you on your cranberry with ice cream. And, John, from a pretty reliable source, executive chef here.
Mm.
I never agree with John on food. I'd like to explore that part more.
Yes.
He says,
yes.
But the cranberry on ice cream is actually a great move because it balances the fatty, sweet ice cream really well.
Ooh. See? I told you so.
For the record, I wasn't the one that made it an international incident. I moved on. You've made the point before. I've never tried it, so I'm not going to dog it, but it's an odd combination.
Mm.
Guys, I need to see the Lions pull the starters after the third quarter. Extra rest and precaution is good leading into a short week. Heather deserves this. Ketchup on mashed potatoes is disgusting.
Grow
I
know.
Up, John and Alexis.
It is, but I enjoy it. I mean, it is to most people, except to me.
To you. It would be one of those things where I would get caught staring.
Okay, is it a texture thing because you put ketchup on French fries?
No, it's
right?
a flavor thing.
No, but to her point,
it's like potato. It's potato
ketchup.
And ketchup.
It's not a fried potato. There's a different flavor for a fried potato than there is for mashed potato.
Okay, so it's a flavor
thing.
I think
it's both. I think it's texture and flavor.
Yeah. Well, for you, And I'm just not a huge ketchup
that's all right.
fan.
Teach your own. I'll have your ketchup. You can have my gravy.
Got a little uncomfortable. Let's get to Kevin. You're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
So my dad, he makes a turducken. So it's a chicken stuffed inside of a duck, stuffed inside of a turkey. He debones the whole thing, and then he found a recipe a couple years ago using the White Castle burgers, the frozen ones, and that's what he uses as his stuffing.
He stuffs it with White Castle?
White Castle burgers. So basically you cook all, you know, the 12 or 24 or 18-pack, whatever you get, and then you use sage and thyme and celery and all that stuff. It actually turns out pretty good. One year, me and my brother were really confused. We're like, why are we using this? But then, you know, we saw the recipe. So there is a White Castle stuffing recipe if anybody's looking for a different tradition this year.
I don't hate it.
I'd try it. Sounds pretty good.
It's not bad. It actually turns out pretty well. You got to use the regular ones. Don't use the cheese ones or the jalapeno ones.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Kevin. By the way, we had our Wings ticket winner, John in Livonia. Congrats. You want a pair of tickets for the Red Wings game on Saturday against the Columbus Blue Jackets. That's tomorrow, November 22nd. For tickets and game info, visit NHL.com/Red Wings. John was listening. He heard the Mickey Redman holy mackerel drop. Now he's winning tickets to go see the Red Wings. We'll have tickets for every home game for the centennial season. It's 97.1.
Hey, you hear law firms and the ads bragging about some giant verdict to them. It's a trophy and a number. Okay, it's great for them. But if you've just been in a car accident, what's it really do for you? Here's the truth about David Femininu. He wins big. We all know that. But he knows it's not about the headlines. It's about you. That money pays your medical bills. It keeps your family steady. And it matters only because you need it. That's the difference. With David, it's never about showing off. It's about fighting for you. You can give David a call at 855-65-CRASH or visit him on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get right to the phones. We got two questions. The first is a Lions question. Is it enough to just win, or do you need to see more? Play the Giants on Sunday. Second question, all kinds of Thanksgiving stuff from the cookie jar. People have a lot of thoughts on turkey as the centerpiece for Thanksgiving Day. Let's get to Ed in Washington. You're on 97.1.
Hey, yeah. So I do a beer can turkey.
Mm.
And then one of my favorite sides to do is a twice-baked sweet potato.
Mm.
Oh, all right. Explain, like, what do you put? Is there anything you do inside that twice-baked to add a little flavor to it?
Yes. So, you know, obviously you bake it. When you cut it, you got to be real gentle because that skin's a little bit more delicate than, like, a russet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then I add a little bit of whipping cream to smooth it out.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Some butter.
Mm-hmm.
Brown sugar.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to lose you here, Heather.
That's okay.
Bacon pieces.
Oh man.
I love everything about this.
And then if you want to, throw a couple marshmallows over top if you want.
No.
You don't have to, but.
Yeah. I like the ability of you give the option to add to it. You don't force somebody to have the marshmallows.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go.
No.
That sounds wonderful. So what kind of beer do you use? And because it's a turkey, do you use the big oil can?
Oh, yeah. You got to use a tall boy.
Yeah.
You can't use a short can in that. Tall boy is the perfect can for it. Any beer, really. Last year, I used like a Miller Lite.
Okay.
It was cheap, but it fit perfectly in there. You got to separate that skin, get some good garlic butter, and just liberally spread it all over underneath the skin. And just your standard salt, pepper, garlic powder, onion powder over top of the skin.
There you go. Perfect.
Thanks, Ed. Let's get to Jamie in Grand Rapids. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning. I think ham as a centerpiece is just not my thing. I think you have to really marinate it for a long time to break down the muscle fibers and get down in through that thick skin. And honestly, I don't love a whole lot of sweet with my protein. I think if you don't like turkey for Thanksgiving, and I agree, I don't think it's a protein you should have regularly as a centerpiece. You probably don't know how to cook it, or the person that cooks it for you doesn't know how.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lean bird, requires a lot of fat, requires a lot of time, low and slow. But, you know, I think the problem, and I declare war in November because Christmas is trying to steal Thanksgiving every year. It gets worse and worse. Halloween's now putting pressure on Thanksgiving. I declare war in November. No Christmas trees go up, no decoration, no lights. It's earth colors, right, in the house. And what I think people don't like about Thanksgiving, and they start to lose the allure of it, is that it dances really close to the sun of, is this dessert or is it dinner? Because there's so many sweet things that make it on the plate that maybe just shouldn't be there. Stick to the traditional and the tried and true. Kind of like the Lions should this weekend with the run game.
Oh, little segue.
They should go heavy, heavy Montgomery. A lot of Gibbs. Beat them with the speed. But it's a must win.
Mm-hmm.
Much like not having ham on your plate for Thanksgiving, it's a must.
Yep.
It's a must. Don't do that. It's a must win. And there's four games that they have to win, I think, to get in, and this is one of them that I have circled. And I know the Giants aren't very good.
Yeah.
But they have pushed some teams, and the Lions haven't looked that great. And that defensive front could probably cause trouble at times if they're not on the same page and they're not communicating. Our offensive line could struggle, but it's a must win. And you know, if you like prime rib, you can do that as a centerpiece too for Thanksgiving. Just so everybody knows, you don't have to stay with turkey, but just don't do ham.
All right,
ham kind of sucks.
Yeah, Jamie, you gave us the perfect game plan for the Lions win and what you want to see. What's the perfect plate look like for you, since you've said, hey, you don't need any of those sweet sides? What's the plate look like for you when you're sitting down for Thanksgiving dinner?
We change it up quite a bit over the years. We've done prime rib before. We've done Cornish game hens. We've done pheasant and goose. The last couple of years, my brother smokes the turkey, which I've heard a lot of people saying they do, but he brines it for an extremely long time, probably close to 48 hours. To make sure that, one, you cannot possibly overcook it with the amount of brine that has inside of it, right? It just gets deep and penetrates in there. And two, the smoky flavor, and it allows us to sit outside and drink beer away from the pipes while it smokes.
Mm-hmm.
But that smoked turkey is a centerpiece. Mashed potatoes for sure. I don't like sweet potato souffle. I love sweet potatoes, but I don't want it on my Thanksgiving plate. But mashed potatoes, stuffing. Now, the thing with cranberry sauce is it is super tart. Heather's right. It is strong on its own. But if you mix a little bit of that with your stuffing, that's a delectable bite.
Or your ice cream in John's case.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jamie. I don't know about that one.
appreciate the phone call. We'll check in again another time. We got to get to Heather's news.
Well, this news is brought to you by Gardner White. So during your tailgates next season, Coney dog flavored mimosas could be part of it.
Huh?
What?
Okay. So Andre California Champagne is the official sparkling wine sponsor of the NFL, and they're rolling out this Andre Tailgate Team Mosa with mimosas for each of the 32 cities where NFL teams play.
Okay.
So every team has a special mimosa, and for Detroit, it is the Coney dog mimosa. So it is half Andre, you know, the champagne, half tomato juice, a dash of Worcestershire sauce, and yellow mustard.
Oh.
No thanks.
Pick another team.
It's like, yeah.
Green
Bay.
Green Bay. Well, see, now I've got to actually find it.
How about you give us a team that you have in front of you?
Okay, well, Atlanta Falcons, cola mimosa.
Okay. Coke, yeah, well.
Green Bay is the cheese mosa. Not that far, you know.
Okay.
Vikings milk mosa.
You know, when you
sourdough mosa for the 49ers, coffee mosa,
the cheese mosa,
matcha mocha,
almost sounds like a fondue.
And they don't give recipes.
That's just a little thinner that you can drink.
But how it works, so fans have the chance to vote now until December 1st to vote for their favorite team mosa. And the beverage with the most votes will be chosen to be officially bottled or canned so that you can purchase them for the 2026 football season. So the Coney dog mimosa might not actually make it. It might be the bagel mosa for the New York Jets.
Okay.
Whichever teams win will host a 27 draft.
Anyway, kind of an interesting concept for sure.
Yeah.
Bryce Underwood is going to be featured in a new docu-series. It's called Five Star. It will be out next month, and it will give viewers a behind-the-scenes look at four five-star recruits in their freshman seasons. The first four episodes are set to debut on Paramount Plus on Tuesday, December 2nd, and then the final four episodes will follow on December 16th.
Okay.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. A Farmington Hills man has been arraigned on a first-degree premeditated murder charge for the shooting death of that Commerce Township restaurant manager. Police say that this fatal shooting at Prime 7 was just the result of some disagreement the two men had.
They don't know the disagreement.
We don't know. We don't know how they knew each other. We don't know what they were arguing over. But after the shooting, the suspect went right to the Farmington Hills Police Department and turned himself in. He's also been charged with one count of felony firearm. And if he is convicted, he'll spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. Oakland University is going to be closed for 10 days to repair a hot water pipe system. So that means everything is closing down. Classes are closing from today until Saturday, November 30th. Teachers do have the option of doing online courses, so they still could be in session, up to the teacher's discretion, it sounds like. Most university offices are going to be closed. Some dorms are going to be impacted. They're going to be... The people living there will be temporarily displaced. The rec center closed. Performances of A Christmas Carol canceled. So we'll have some big impacts, but it will be over quickly. Hopefully, this problem will be fixed.
It's Heather with the news. We've got the picks coming up next. 9 o'clock, we'll get back into the Lions. One person that needs to step up down the stretch. We've got some audio from two Detroit sports athletes. You're not going to really like what either has to say. We'll do that at 8:50. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. When I have questions about my finances, of course, I turn to my bank, and that's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check-off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They take the time to learn about my life, my personal and financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, as an individual, not just as a number, and they're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's their community as well, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, you can visit them at firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com. First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW. Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The John Gibson Make a Save Challenge failed. 5-0 loss. And it's not like his defense did him any favors either. It's just he doesn't make any big saves, and they had little to no fight last night. Boot off the ice, and Todd McClellan quoted after the game saying, "I don't have an answer." Okay. As you were.
Yeah. I mean, it's disheartening to hear your head coach say, "I don't know what the answer is."
Was he supposed to rip into him every time they lose?
No, they can't. I mean, you can't do that, you know, however many times it's going to happen over 82 games.
Right.
It's just it's too long of a season to always to have your thumb on them the entire time. They are supposed to be professionals.
The Gibson thing. I'd warn people when they brought him in. He's good, not great. If you don't play good defense in front of him, it's going to look just as bad as it did at its worst in Anaheim. And got a save percentage in the 800s. And last night did him no favors.
No.
He doesn't make any big saves. Very few big saves. And you're going to get people whispering about Kosa. It's been a few years. Mm-hmm. Is he ready? When are we going to see him? Anyway, and it's just going to invite more of that conversation. We're going to talk Lions coming up at 9 o'clock. The one person that needs to step up down the stretch run. And the question about this game. Win? Is that enough? Do you need to see more? They'll play the Giants on Sunday. Before we do that, John, there's some audio for people. Mm. And one is from Tarek Skubal. One is from Jameson Williams. I don't think people are going to like what they said. But I want to know which one irks you more. We start with J-Mo, who was asked about the penalty he took against the Eagles. Didn't know the rule.
Huh?
What?
It wasn't. Now refresh my memory. Wasn't he penalized for dunking on the goalpost?
Yes.
And so, along with the dunk, comes the don't touch any part of the goal post, the stanchion, the crossbars, the uprights. Don't touch them. So I'm not sure you can legitimately plead ignorance in this case.
He did. He said he didn't know the rule.
Okay. Well, I don't think anybody believes him.
But this is becoming an issue with him where he doesn't seem to understand any of the rules. He didn't understand the rules with gambling. Dumb rule, sure. He didn't understand it. He didn't understand the rule with PEDs and he got suspended. He didn't understand the rules with this touchdown celebration. He even didn't understand the rules with his own firearm and CPLs. So, I mean, he just doesn't understand any of the rules. You do enough dumb things, people are going to think you're a dumb person. I mean, he's got to be better than that.
Yeah. Or he just feels like he's so good that the rules don't apply to him.
Which is also infuriating. And look, a field goal, extra point, didn't decide that football game. But it would have given the Lions the lead. And there's momentum when you're on the road in a place like Philadelphia.
Oh, sure, there's momentum every time. I mean, just look at the game last night. Buffalo goes down against that defense. They score a touchdown. Then they miss the extra point. It's totally deflating.
And I get a little irked by this, too, because J-Mo has ingratiated himself to the community, the city of Detroit. People like him. He is a warm, likable personality. This stuff makes you unlikable when you don't know the rules and you hurt your team. So yeah, that irks me to hear. I didn't even know the rule. How about Tarek Skubal? He was on foul territory. He was asked about that 15-inning game. Mm-hmm. Here's what he had to say.
You have no say or control of anything going out there. And boy, I wish I could go back in. Well, wasn't he in the game?
I wonder if they let him back in the game. Buddy.
You were in the game.
What a tone-deaf statement.
Could have stayed in the game.
I would have liked to get back in that game. Yeah, me too, Tarek. I would have liked you to stay in that game.
When we discussed this earlier, and I made my comments about, you know, hey, yeah, he was in the game and he came out and, you know, he locked eyes with AJ. I got to believe, and I think everybody does as well, that wasn't AJ pulling him out. And they could say whatever they want about, yeah, okay, I gave everything. I emptied the tank, blah, 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 blah. But if Tarek Skubal looked at AJ and said, I'm going back out, I don't think AJ pulls him out. I don't think that was a manager decision. I think that was one where he's backing his player because the player said, you know, yeah, I'm okay to come out.
Yeah, I don't think he can rewrite this narrative. Like, I don't know if that's the intention of doing that media hit or trying to spin that narrative of like, well, I would have loved to get back in that ball game. The game that you left after six innings at 99 right, yeah. pitches.
You had your chance.
Hey, buddy, like, you got to know how that's going to land. Everyone's going to look at you and go, are you freaking kidding me?
Yeah, and this was, okay, you don't get a redo in that game, but this was his redo from the year before.
Right. And he had pitched such a great game. We've said this a million times. You want to lose with him on the mound, mm-hmm. not Finnegan. Not anybody in the bullpen.
Anybody else.
Yeah. If he gives up the hit and the walk, then you get him out. But you have him go out and pitch. because he had just mowed down Cal Raleigh. He was having one of the great games in postseason history. For a winner-take-all game, he set the record for most strikeouts. He was so dominant.
Yeah.
And here he is going, boy, I wish I was still in the game. Are you on a different planet? You were in the game. Fight to stay in the game. Don't leave at 99 pitches.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of people that are just sick and tired of hearing about the seventh inning, but that's the last experience. That's the last taste in our mouth that we had, and now we're forced with, do you pay him $50 million? Do you trade him? What do you do with him? Do you go for it? Or are you just going to end up, it's been the same situation the last 2 years. He's been on the mound for the last game of the year and hasn't been able to win it. And this one, and who knows if they would have won it if he'd have stayed in. Have no idea. They couldn't hit the ball. That was the bigger issue. But you have a better chance with him in the game.
Which one bothers you more?
Well, what bothers me more is probably Skubal, just because, and you said this earlier, the stakes were so much higher. And the fact that, okay, he's two-time Cy Young Award winner, you know what you have when he's on the mound, and you just want that same fire all the way to the end. Live or die, we're going to do it with him and that competitive flair, and then just, you know, it was just wasn't there.
Yeah, the Skubal thing bothers me more.
I'm just tired of the whole, I didn't know the rule, or I didn't know, or, you know, don't blame me, I didn't know.
Yeah, well, both irk you. So you can let us know, 248-539-9797, how they land with you. I just didn't appreciate this, like, well, Tarik Skubal, ultimate competitor, would have loved to get back in that game. Rewriting of what we all watched.
Right, yeah. It just, it doesn't square up with how we think things played out. Right. And okay, we weren't part of that conversation.
Right. 248-539-9797. We can get response on both of those.
Did you watch the game last night?
The Thursday night game?
Yeah.
Yeah. Texans love those red unis. And 8 sacks, that front?
Yeah, they got after it. Does it make you believe that maybe, hey, this is a team, if they make some different decisions in how they, and I say this is a different team, meaning the Detroit Lions, that they could do the same thing against teams like Buffalo. And I know Buffalo's defense hasn't been great, but with a great defensive performance.
So they have a 1-2 punch in Hunter and
Will Anderson
on the edges. Detroit, if they can get a Lee McNeil going, they can have two guys on their D-line that can wreak havoc. You can lean on your defense. John, it also makes me think about, hey, we talk about this weekend, just win. You know, Buffalo's got a bunch of bad losses now this season. Just win. Win this weekend, stay healthy, get that D-line going, and yeah, you shift the way the Lions are going to play football down the stretch. That positions them to win a bunch of games. 248-539-9797. We'll keep the conversation rolling. Some of your responses. It's 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.